Sheikha Al-Mazrour was born and raised in the United Arab Emirates. She gained her master's from the University of the Arts in London, and she now teaches sculpture at the College of Fine Arts and Design in Sharjah. She's a leading UAE artist, primarily working on sculpture and installation, and she's the youngest artist in this year's Free Sculpture. As you can see here, her sculpture is clean cut, pared back, and apparently quite simple, though technically the opposite is true. In some ways, Al-Mazrour's work is traditional in that she's working with ideas about physical space, mass, tension, weight and scale, all long-established sculptural questions. But she's using materials, colour and altered forms to create sculpture that's fresh and that has a very strong physical presence. This sculpture, called Red Stack, riffs off Constantin Brancusi's iconic 30-metre-high endless column, which he created in Romania in 1937, a totemic monument that expresses strength, persistence and the sacred. In fact, the totem is probably the earliest form of communal sculpture, and upright forms are found in every early culture across Earth. It's a form that seems to be hardwired into human creativity, and I expect many of us have watched children and adults stack stones to make a wobbly tower on a pebbly beach. Unlike Brancusi's geometric totem, Red Stack appears to be a tall pile of soft, pillowy forms that might tumble to the ground. They were made by being carved in polystyrene and then cast in very strong resin and coated in a beautiful bright red paint that emphasises their form and presence, particularly in this landscape. The tensions, volume and balance, and the size, shape, colour and display of the sculpture are all very carefully thought through by Al-Mazrour, and they create a dialogue with the viewer, which I feel is particularly approachable and generous, somehow humane.